Easy bodybuilding for the sophisticated lady.
I know you tried and tried other stuff, but this works because of music trends that you enter by lifting to the beat of slow songs for an hour or more, which under dance trends feels like 20 minutes, and your energy comes from trail mix, just peanuts and dried fruit, no candy. Long-distance hikers don't always realize that switching to trail mix diet gives them super endurance because they are stuffed with complex carbs. That means they are always being fed by their system, never hit any walls, and the energy is always there. Make your own trail mix, please. Make sure that extra sugar is not added, and I highly recommend you soak it in initially hot water overnight. This will protect your dental work, and perhaps, and this is just a guess, it could add to your hydration. It will certainly not contribute to dehydration. Both dance trends, slow songs at first and faster as you get stronger, and trail mix, maybe with a sprinkle of protein powder, but count your calories, give you a push forward that you have not received in any other workout, so this will really work out. And the workout scales from a hint of muscle like you would see in a model, all the way up to huge muscles that would allow you to compete. However, what you are about to hear is just about the opposite of what everyone will tell you, and they will be very convincing and passionate about their truth. Their heavy sets and reps, however, come at a price. It is 10 times slower to grow muscles their way. They are passionate about it because they know that it works, but what they don't know is that sets, reps, and rest is the slow way to grow muscle. Proof for you is in a thought experiment. Imagine you just inherited a fine, goofy horse from a distant uncle. The breed has been known to win competitions like crazy, but you are not sure how, so you sit down to figure it out. Will you do sets and reps and rest where you walk the horse with some heavy weights for 1 minute and then rest for maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes as the weight really does get heavy and the muscles do get tired? What could you achieve here at the end of the year? How are you going to increase weights when everything is in 5 or 10 pound increments, which is a lot? If you already lift heavy, then adding 5 pounds will crush your horse even sooner, and it will need to rest even longer, and probably bite you in the process. Which frankly is the kind of a process that seems all too magical and woo-woo science, isn't it? It is taken from some bodybuilder movies, where they are just showing off to the camera. That is no way to build a workout. It certainly is a way, however, to build a myth. Or will you accept the great responsibility of building a workout for your horse that actually requires great care and strategy? And based on the way that you have seen the horses and perhaps your own muscles grow. So a non-woo-woo workout takes what you got and repeats it under more weight to get more of what you already have. Truth is, both you and the horse have considerable muscles on your legs. You have to optimize the process that got you those. That means walking for an extended duration with progressively heavier weights. But not so much weight that you have to stop and can't go on any further without rest. And neither so little weight that you can lift more with great ease. If you can make it through your workout with more weight, then you should add more weight, but not so much that will stop you. There is one exception here, and that is when you want to lose fat. Here you don't lift your maximum, but you use that extra slack to move faster. And a good measuring stick to how fast is when you are breathing heavily. If you are not breathing heavily, then that means your workout playlist is just too slow, and it is only good for rest and just chilling, really. You need to find faster songs if you want to burn fat. This workout has a very easy beginning, as you just walk around with 3 pounds. And you would think that this would cause some delay in muscle growth, but it does not. Any movement near your maximum for extended durations will use fat and trail mix for energy, and then peanuts and other protein for muscle. This is a standing dumbbell workout that looks very similar to 1980s aerobics, but you won't be able to have that large range of motion that everyone does in the videos. They are burning fat and not paying attention to muscle. You are lifting hard and for extended durations. It will feel heavy and it will tire you out. If you are skinny, the workout is 1 hour long and non-stop. It's always non-stop. If you are large, it's 2 or 3 hours long even. And you can't fling weights, can't swing them on your joints. You actually have to notice your muscles straining and getting tired. Please know that first few weeks, getting your muscles to do new things, will cause discomfort, but this is absolutely temporary. It only happens once. This is such a small potato that fit people don't even really remember their initial body aches. You should view them as a nuisance and not really the fault of a workout, but kind of your fault for not being fit in the first place, if I may. Getting over the initial aches also puts your body in a stronger state, where you are less likely to hurt your back or have weird pains. You simply become more flexible and stronger and gain little muscles to support your fitness throughout your body. Like joggers, at first, you won't be able to make it through the full hour or two non-stop. Here you should get a free interval timer app and figure out your rest and workout periods. And then focus on eliminating rest a little bit at a time. I highly recommend being mathematically precise here, as it makes eliminating rest pretty easy. And you will have to work out 5 to 7 days a week. This is all about body transformations. Trail mix will prevent you from getting tired. But eat just enough to have energy, similar to how marathoners eat their gels. Before and maybe during a workout, trail mix is slow to digest, though. You must start in the beginning with the lightest dumbbells, again, that aren't too light, but also don't ruin your exercise by making you stop. Maybe consider practicing walking back and forth with just 3-pound dumbbells as a kind of a stretching exercise, and then temporarily add 5 until you get tired and need to go back to 3 again. In case you need 2-pound dumbbells, I'm sure that if the gym does not have them, they will get them for you, or just let you bring in your own. The gym is not actually the best place for what is almost dancing with dumbbells. Please consider parks where people do their morning walking, or some lake if you got one. Figure out where the non-gym people sneak away in the morning and go join them for their walks with dumbbells. Finally, the dumbbells allow you multiple exercises and influence your entire body. Shoulders, biceps, your back, legs, and abdominals. You can curl your arms for biceps, lift palm down for shoulders and back, and above your head to both rest your arms and focus on your entire back. This multi-exercise while walking, especially out in nature, integrates really well with dance strands while supporting fat loss. You barely even move to switch to new exercise. It's really just a kind of dancing, so it comes natural with the structure of your song. On top of your standard routine, you can add bicycling for legs. Those fat tire bicycles work really well. Jogging with dumbbells for your back and overall health. Hiking to strengthen your back and overall figure, and wisdom and greatness and philosophy. When hiking or even bicycling, you should absolutely switch away from music and towards narrated books, especially adventure books. Here, the storytelling trance will take over. Please do not lift too heavy, and always drink plenty of water. Lastly, if you get brain fog or general tiredness throughout the day, that just means you are not eating enough of your trail mix, especially the dried fruit part.